I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Blessed greetings and love. Welcome, Purple Man. Welcome, Tip Elite, to Bob Radio. How you guys doing?
Yeah, man. Bless, you know?
Yeah, man. Give praise, boss.
Yeah.
That's what's up, all right? Well, thank you guys for coming on Alt 949 with me this past Sunday, all right? Now, we didn't get to talk very much about all your history and stuff. Once again, Purple Man, where is Purple Man coming from? What's your vibe? What's going on with you?
Yeah. I born and grew in Olympic Garden, Kingston 11. And to music, I choose music because music is a thing will lead me on the right track, you know? Okay. I never want to walk on the wrong part of life where police to look for me, bad men to look for me and those things. So I just chant to Father God and say, I need something that I can proud of. And I find music come to me, you know?
Okay.
So I just work with it.
So you worked at, from a young age, right?
Yeah, man, from at 11 years old, man.
11 years old, you've been working the mic since you were 11 years old?
Yeah, man, from 1973.
1973, all right. And then you had a little thing with Yellow Man. There was no animosity or anything there, but you both were called Yellow Man at one point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
We don't have no vibes or no bad feelings because we can't have that against our brothers, you know?
Right, definitely.
I am the first Yellow Man come out, you know? And when that man come and say me, I'm Yellow Man, I just changed my name to Purple Man.
Okay.
No problem, you know?
No problem. Nice and easy. Nice and easy,
nice
all right?
Nice and easy.
Yeah, man. So you work with King Jammies, yeah. King Tubby, all of them, right?
Yeah, man. Channel One, Sonic Sound.
John Jolaz.
I love those, man. You know? John Jolaz. Yeah. Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Wicked.
Striker Lee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bunny Striker Lee.
Yeah, man.
Wicked. And we got Tipa Lee here too. Also, Tipa Lee, what's your history? Where are you coming from? What part of Jamaica did you come from?
Well, I come like four roads from where Purple Man come from. Kingston 11, Oakland Road. I was a neighbor to John Jolaz, as I was just said.
What?
And Billy Boyo, I name him Billy Boyo. He was Billy Rowe. And I say, name Billy Boyo, because we go to a dance and near Leon Ray and John. That was my first apprentice, and yet still I was a teacher as a kid, you know? And my first album was me and Papa Ty and 1981 recorded at King Tubby's studio.
Wow,
yes,
man.
Papa Tyan is the one that bring me to the forefront of dancehall roots reggae.
Okay, you know, ragamuffin reggae.
Yeah, because I used to DJ and romantic sound, that's Little John sound after he owned it. But before Little John, me and Little John, Tyan, Eastwood, all that, Lee Van Cleef. Yes.
Lone Ranger,
Tony Tough, Tristan Palmer. Well, I was Sugar Mine at Captain Sinbad. I was the little apprentice, you know? Me and little John, but John was like 5 years older than me.
Okay.
So he was the Mike Shark, you know?
So you two were the little ones in the crew?
Yeah, man, I was the little one, man. You know, my first album was 12. I was going to primary school. You know, you're a teacher, so that's like basic school.
Yeah, 12 years old.
12 years
like
old.
Like 7th grade or something.
Yeah, but through my father, they did have a sound system. Okay. Sir Doc the Underworld. My father is original. I born and come hear music in my yard.
Okay.
As I wake up, I say, sound system I play. Sir Doc the Underworld. Dillinger used to be the stable DJ on my father's sound system back in the 70s. 73, 74. I was in the thing, but I was on barebacks. I was a little kid.
Okay.
So 12 years old, go to Tubby's. One cut, every song I sing, it was one cut. Me and Johnny Slaughter, because we used to rehearse every day, and I used to write and listen. Michigan and Smile. I used to listen Big Youth and Dylan John.
Mad, mad.
Yeah, and I was thinking too high for a little kid, they say. You're old, man. Or you DJ like that and you're just 12. What you know about Africa and all of them suffering and all of that? Should be talking about what? Cow jump over the moon.
And lollipops and things.
Right, so my introduction from Thai and... I'd have a name in England, but I never even know that I was on Trojan label. My first record in that same album, the Murder album, it was on Rusty Records.
Okay.
You know, so I was have a big buzz in England. So you got Tipper Lee and then you got Tipper Irie, but I was the first Tipper. Okay. To be on vinyl.
Okay.
Me and Papa Toyan.
Yeah, because Tipper came in the 80s.
Right. So I came in the 80s, but 81, 82. After that is Tipper Irie. So back in England, cause I want to verify that too, you know, because enough people feel some me take Tipper Irie name too, you know.
Okay.
But I want to verify it over the year, make the people know this. So I am the original Tipper. Although you have a next Tipper, you'd have Tipper 2 and 2 with Big Youth sound. But as an artist, I was the original Tipper.
You're the first Tipper.
I'm the first Tipper.
On record,
on
documented.
On record, 1980. None of them ever have no record right there. So England used to have these vibes. You got Studio One at England and Studio One is in Jamaica. You got Downbeat in America, but still in Jamaica. So
Peckings.
Yeah, it was a name. It was a name thing in Jamaica. Man, King, sound name King Tubbies and Tubbies. You get me?
Okay.
So it was
King Tubbies was King Tubbies' hometown hi-fi.
Right. So through my vibes and lyrics that I talk as a youth, give me the status, you know? Okay. You know, the vibe. And then later on, from me and Tipper, me and Johnny Slater, here comes rapper Robert.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got two...
Double trouble.
Yeah, so I got two entity of entertainment in my life. See, and so one was me and Slater. That's where I come... to San Diego. I remember the first time I come to San Diego, they said, this is your album Murder sign. And I said, no, man. The man tell me, said the tape twist. So how you get them through there? But it was released and published it. And so San Diego made me know about the first song them I used to sing.
Okay, crazy.
So San Diego, I respect San Diego as the roots capital.
I remember when you first came.
Yeah, man, you know, so.
You and Mr. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Mr. Right. And from the me and rapper Robert, and we did couple hit song. It was on the Powerhouse label.
Okay.
Tristan Palmer was the first person that discovered me and rapper.
Okay.
But rapper Robert is Tristan Palmer, brethren. But we wasn't DJing no combination together. It's just a vibes and
okay.
Start then George Pang and then Redman.
George Fang.
Yeah, George Pang, Badman producer.
Yeah, that's
Purple
some wicked
man
stuff.
Yeah, man. And
yeah,
from
man.
The Powerhouse, then you know, we lead on to that me and rapper Redman label. Then it come to solo style now. So this is my third entrance again.
Okay.
I started as a solo artist. Well, everybody want love my vibe and want team up, see?
Okay.
So this is now Tipper Lee himself now. So that is the next
it's a
era.
Great record.
Yes. So,
wicked record.
Yes.
Well produced, good vibes, good rhythms, solid
yes.
production.
So Tipper Lee by himself now. And still again, I have Wally Pagas on my album, my solo
yeah,
album.
You do. You have some features
so
on
it. So means that you beloved. I'm Asha, you know. I'm Asha from the tribe of Asha, loved by all I'm brother them. So
okay,
I just right. love to preach. You know?
That's what's up, all right?
Yeah, man.
Well, how can people find you online if they need to find you?
All I'm after, I just go on Spotify, download Tipper Lee, no chun, YouTube, punch up Tipper Lee, rapper, anything, just punch in Tipper Lee.
Tipper Lee. T-I-P-P-A-L-E-E.
And you can get me on Stone Throne Records if you want my copy, Cultural Ambassador. Feature Sister Nancy, that song you play today, Smoke the Weed, Tony Tuff, Cornell Campbell, Bionic Steve, played by Fullywood and Soul Syndicate Band. So,
mad
you know,
stuff.
Exclusively.
Mad. Well,
yeah,
big
man.
Up yourself, Tipper Lee. I love all the work that you've done over the years,
all right?
And Purple Man, how can they find you?
Yeah, just go on peterjones@gmail.com. You know?
Okay.
When you kick on Peter Jones, our original Purple Man, you'll find me. You know?
Right on, man.
Anywhere on the network, YouTube, all over, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, great to have you guys here. Thank you guys so much for the interview. One love, one heart.
And
you know?
I want to say something to you, Carlos. I respect you for keeping up the reggae music, you know? In San Diego, you're like a gladiator for the music. I know you over a couple of years now like 17 years, and you know, you rise from, and I love where you at now, and you deserve it, and I said thumbs up, keep it
up. Yeah,
respect. Boom. Guys, respect so much. All right. Yeah, man. Well, thank you. Bob Radio thanks you. Thanks for coming through. All right, guys.
All right, respect, sir.